I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. 3 years ago, in August of 2010, we reported on a groundbreaking new plan in Ecuador to protect a key part of the Amazon rainforest from oil drilling. Well, there's news today on how that plan worked out. And unless you're in the oil business, it's not so good. Here's The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson.
It was a bold but essentially simple plan. Pay us not to drill for oil.
The idea is that countries, enterprises, NGOs, and people, citizens of the world, as we call them, can put their money in this trust fund.
That was Ecuador's UN ambassador, Francisco Carrion, explaining 3 years ago the plan to create a trust fund to pay Ecuador to protect part of its Yasuni National Park. Ecuador figured the oil beneath the tract of Amazon forest was worth about $7.5 billion, so it asked donors from around the world to pitch in half that amount to pay Ecuador not to develop the oil. The area is said to be one of the most biologically rich landscapes on the planet. It's also home to several groups of indigenous people, and if it was pumped out, the oil there would produce more than 400 million tons of greenhouse gas pollution. So the trust fund plan would have helped protect the land, the people, and the climate. Former Quito Mayor Rocky Sevilla was appointed to sign up donors.
The idea is receive the compensation by the developed world, invest the totality of that in environmental-friendly energy systems, hydro, solar, wind.
Well, 3 years later, Ecuador has just pulled the plug on the plan. That's the sound of protesters outside the presidential palace in Quito yesterday, after President Rafael Correa made the announcement.
With deep sadness, but also with absolute responsibility to our people and history, I have had to take one of the hardest decisions of my government.
The president said that Ecuador was asking the world to take co-responsibility in the face of climate change, but global donors failed to step up. Actual donations were just a tiny fraction of Ecuador's goal. And Correa said the country couldn't wait any longer to generate badly needed income for social programs. All of which leaves a rhetorical question asked 3 years ago by biologist Kelly Swing, who works in the area, still hanging in the air.
If we can't justify saving a place that has more species per square kilometer than any other place on the planet, what are we going to decide to keep?
For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.